Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you are watching Studio Classroom. Friends, we're talking all about what it's like to eat your meals all by yourself.
That's right, and we are starting off our lesson with a question today. Do you prefer to eat with others or alone, and why?
I don't have one answer to that question. I sometimes want to eat with others, and sometimes by myself, I would want a mix.
Yeah, same. I think usually I prefer to eat with others, but a meal by myself once in a while is great too. Today we are going to talk about some of the positives that come from eating alone, friends. Once we get into our first reading, our lesson is called More Than a Meal, How You Eat Matters.
More Than a Meal, How You Eat Matters. Does this mean there are no benefits to solo dining? Not at all. While communal dining has health benefits, there are positive aspects to eating alone as well. For some, eating alone helps them recharge and reduce stress after being in a socially demanding environment all day. There is also more personal choice and independence when eating alone, with no need to consider others' food needs or preferences.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看形容词。Demanding 意思是要求高的或是费力的，它是动词 demand 的现在分词。我们来看例句 ：The coach had a demanding schedule that required early mornings and late nights. 这位教练的行程非常严苛，需要早出晚归。Demand 也可以当名词，意思是需求或是要求。譬如 ，There is high demand for bilingual teachers in this region.这个地区的双语教师需求量很大。片语 in demand 的意思是抢手的，需求量大的。譬如 skilled carpenters are so in demand across the country that they can charge a high price for their labor. 技术熟练的木匠们在全国都非常抢手，他们可以收取高额的费用。
Are you one of those people who likes to eat alone? Well, let's talk about why you're not in the wrong.
All right, we're getting into the first part of our lesson today, friends, by reading, does this mean there are no benefits to solo dining? Not at all.
Not at all. This means we are saying no, and a strong no. It could also sometimes mean you're welcome.
That's right. So if someone asks you, are you angry? And you say, no, not at all. It's like saying not in the least little bit. But sometimes when you do something nice for someone else and they say thank you, if you want to tell them it was no problem, you can say not at all.
Right, like it was not a problem at all. Okay, while communal dining has health benefits,There are positive aspects to eating alone as well.
All right, yesterday we talked about this word communal, friends. So before we move on, let's review it together. Communal means to be shared by a group of people.
Yes, for example, the dorm has a communal kitchen for all the residents. Any of them can use it.
All right, so communal dining does have health benefits, but there are positive aspects to eating alone as well.
An aspect is a different part or a side of something.
For example, The book explained many aspects of history, many parts of history.
Exactly. Okay, so for some, eating alone helps them recharge and reduce stress after being in a socially demanding environment all day.
This is something that Garrett and I talked about on the program yesterday. Sometimes it's nice to just have a lunch by yourself to recharge after having to talk to people all day and have a little bit of your own time.
Absolutely. Well, the word recharge is one we often use for this, but really that word recharge means to give something electricity. Like if you use your phone all day, you'll need to recharge it. We use that to talk about our own energy levels too, though, to mean that we rest and get our energy back.
Here's an example of how you can use it in a sentence. Susie likes to recharge by taking a nap. Taking a nap can give Susie more energy.
Right, so she's ready to go. Well, there is also more personal choice and independence when eating alone with no need to consider others' food needs or preferences.
Okay, so let's talk about the difference between needs and preferences here, friends. When we're talking about food needs, we're often talking about things that people need for their diet, specifically if they're on something like a gluten-free diet or if they are allergic to certain foods. Now, preferences, on the other hand, we're just talking about the types of foods that people like or don't like.
Right. Here's an example. The teacher tried to meet the students' needs and preferences, but it was hard because everyone wanted something different.
Exactly. So this does happen sometimes when you're eating with a group. Maybe you're with a bunch of friends or coworkers, and it's time to decide what to eat. Some people might have some dietary needs. Some people might prefer certain types of food. So it can be hard to make a decision.
If you're by yourself, you can get just what you want. But I will say, in this kind of something related, when you're eating with people, there are certain things you can eat you can't when you're alone because you have to get a lot of it all at once.
That's a really good point. It's better to eat something like barbecue when you're with a group so that you can try a lot of different kinds of meat.
Or even a big pot of hot pot. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's get right into it.
More than a meal, how you eat matters. To get the full benefits of eating alone, distractions must be set aside. Without conversation or digital screens capturing your attention, the flavors, smells, and textures of the food become more enjoyable. Quiet moments of eating with nothing else to distract you can also spark creativity. Rarely does a good idea become apparent to a person without the brain having the time and freedom to wander. Quietly eating a meal is an opportunity for this.
Texture 意思是质地或是纹理。 譬如, the bread's crust had a crunchy texture, while the inside was soft and fluffy. 面包的外皮口感酥脆,里面则松软蓬松。Textured形容词是 textured, 意思呢是有纹理的,有质地的。譬如, she wore a beautifully textured scarf made of hand-woven silk. 她戴着一条质地精美的手工丝巾。 Texture的动词是 texturize, 意思是制造出质地或层次感。譬如, the stylist texturized his hair to add volume and movement. 造型师把他的头发剪出层次来增加丰盈度和动感。So
there are some good parts of eating alone. But how do you fully get all of those benefits?
Well, you have to set distractions aside. This is something that's really difficult to do. If you set something aside, it means that you save or keep something for later. It can also mean to take something and put it off to the side.
Yes, literally in space. For example, Lisa set aside some money for her trip. She didn't spend it right away.
She put the money off to the side to use later. So we read the full sentence here, friends. To get the full benefits of eating alone, distractions must be set aside. What kind of distractions? We find out in the next sentence.
Yes, without conversation or digital screens capturing your attention, the flavors, smells, and textures of the food become more enjoyable.
Okay, so we see here that screens can capture your attention. I know this is what I'm usually doing. When I'm eating alone, the screen captures my attention. It makes me pay attention to it, and I kind of block out everything else going around me.
Yeah, when something captures your attention, it really makes you notice it. It's like it's sucking you in. You might say, the bright colors on my screen captured my attention.
Do you think this is true, Garrett? Do you pay more attention to your food when you are distraction-free?
I think it might be true. I don't know that I've experienced it for a long time, because I think these days I also spend more time on my phone.
Yeah, this might be something we need to work on a little bit. But we read on here, quiet moments of eating with nothing else to distract you can also spark creativity. A minute ago, we discussed that word distractions, and of course, these are things that distract you. But here we have that verb, distract. This literally means to take attention away from something.
Right, often in a negative sense. For example, the noise distracted me during the test, so I couldn't focus.
Okay, so here we're learning that if we don't have things to distract us, we can be more creative.
Okay, I have an idea. I've never tried this before, but I wonder if when you go to eat, if you brought a little notebook and just started kind of writing down some ideas about life or your work, maybe you could come up with some things.
Yeah, I bet you could. A lot of times when I'm eating, I'm just trying to get through the meal, and I tend to eat faster than I should. I wonder if I had a pencil in my hand sometimes, if that would keep me from eating so fast.
Just don't spill anything on your notebook. Well, let's continue here. Rarely does a good idea become apparent to a person without the brain having the time and freedom to wander.
I see that word apparent here in this sentence, friends, and it's one we should talk about. The word apparent means easy to see or easy to understand.
Here's that word in a sentence. It was apparent that David was tired based on the look on his face.
Oftentimes I think of the word apparent as being similar to the word obvious. It was obvious that David was tired.
Yes. Okay. So these ideas become much more apparent to us when we're not so distracted.
That's right. And it's a good idea to give our brains and minds time to wander. A lot of times, even if we're not trying to be creative, just having time to process the things that are going on throughout the day, or even to think ahead of what else we need to get done, it's definitely valuable.
Yeah, sometimes we feel like we need to fill the silence with spending time on our phones, listening to something, but just allowing our minds to wander can be beneficial.
And we see here, quietly eating a meal is an opportunity for this. Well, friends, we're not done talking about this topic just yet. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Spark something. One comment, that's all it took. I said, I kinda like pineapple on pizza, and suddenly, boom, a whole table of people were arguing, debating, and defending their toppings.
That's what we call sparking a conversation. The verb spark is all about starting something, not with a giant explosion, but with a small action that leads to something bigger. Think of a spark lighting a campfire. It begins tiny, but it can grow fast. We use it for thoughts, feelings, and changes, especially when they spread or grow. Her speech sparked a movement. That book sparked my interest in science. His joke sparked laughter across the room. Just to be clear, we're not talking about literal fire. No matches required. This is a mental or emotional spark, a metaphor. It's about igniting energy, ideas, or reactions. So whether it's a big idea or a pineapple pizza opinion, don't be afraid to spark something. You never know what it'll grow into. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
More than a meal, how you eat matters. Eating with others and dining alone both have value. Shared meals build connection, while solo meals offer space to recharge. The key is being present. So the next time you sit down to eat, turn off your screen, slow down, and enjoy the moment, whether you're with other people or on your own.
Recharge 意思呢是充电或恢复精力。 譬如, concerned about his phone dying while he was out, he recharged his phone before heading out. 他担心外出时手机会没电，所以出门前先把手机充好电。Recharge的形容词是 rechargeable， 意思是可充电的。 譬如, rechargeable batteries are more eco-friendly than disposable ones. 可充电电池比一次性电池更环保。 常见的片语有 recharge one's batteries， 意思呢是恢复精力。譬如 ，She took a short trip to the mountains to recharge her batteries after the hectic semester. 在忙碌的学期过后，她到山里短旅行一趟来恢复精力。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, we've learned a lot. We've learned about communal eating. We've learned about eating solo. So which one is better? What do we think?
Well, our article says here that eating with others and dining alone both have value. Value, friends, is the importance or worth of something.
For example, Jenny sees great value in friendship.
Now, in this sentence, we see that they both have value. You could also say they are both valuable. That means they are both worth it.
They are good things that come from them. Shared meals build connection. If something builds connection, it helps you to create a relationship with someone else.
We started to talk about this a little bit in yesterday's lesson, friends, and I think it's a good idea that we come back to this idea at the end of our article. Building connections with others is really important. Of course, we don't only have to do this over meals. Here's an example of building connection in another sentence.
Playing sports together helped Bill build connection with his classmates.
All right, so we see here that shared meals build connection while solo meals offer space to recharge.
Now, space to recharge. This is a kind of phrase you'll hear quite a bit, but keep in mind, space here is not talking about physical space. We're talking about the time or opportunity to do something.
Let's use that in a sentence. Lily needed space to think about her decision. This could mean that she needed time. It could also mean that she didn't want to be around other people. She needed space.
Yeah, she needed that opportunity. Okay, so space to recharge can come from eating alone. The key is being present. Here, being present doesn't just mean being in a place. It means really thinking through why you're doing something and taking it seriously.
It seems like this could be good advice for eating with other people or eating alone. You should be present in either of those situations. It would be considered rude to sit there on your phone or with headphones in while you are at a meal with your friends. But if you're doing the same thing while you're eating alone, that could also not be as beneficial.
Absolutely. Okay, so the next time you sit down to eat, turn off your screen, slow down, and enjoy the moment.
Enjoy the moment. This means to appreciate what is happening right now. You're not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future, you're just enjoying what's going on right now.
Yes, so you can put away your phone, just enjoy the moment right now. Stop worrying about what is to come. This is a lot like that phrase we heard earlier, be present.
Exactly, and this is important whether you're with other people or on your own. On your own is being by yourself or doing something without help.
For example, Sarah learned to cook on her own without help from her mom.
Well, this article was really interesting to me, Garrett, because I came into it thinking that, of course, eating with other people is more beneficial than eating by yourself. But I was kind of surprised that there can be benefits to having a meal on your own.
Right. I think one of the important things that we did talk about is that there are benefits from both of these, but you need to think about those benefits, not necessarily how you eat, because you can probably get some of those in other ways in your life.
And of course, everyone's situation is different. It might not be practical to do either one of these. So you need to figure out what works for you. Well, friends, we'll be right back after today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, 要来学, does it mean 这个用法? Does it mean 加子句是一个反问句结构，语气呢可以依情境来调整，它可以带有讽刺、幽默或是严肃意味。这个结构呢常见于辩论、评论或是日常会话当中，借由反问来引起注意，或是凸显出矛盾，或是促使对方重新审视观点。后面回答 not at all 是表示强烈否定，意思是。一点也不。来看个例句。Does it mean we should just give up? Not at all. 这难道表示我们应该就此放弃吗？当然不是。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our lesson, which means it's time to take a look at our talk about it question. Here it is. Are you surprised by the benefits of eating with others?Explain.
My answer is no. I have heard these things before. I know that there is a lot of university research out there talking about these things, but sometimes I don't embrace them like I should.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. This was not surprising to me at all. In my home, I really prioritize all of us eating together at dinner because not only is it good for us to bond as a family,Kids have so many benefits from this as well. They turn into less picky eaters and they're willing to try other new foods as well.
All right, friends. So even in those moments where you really just want to be alone, consider sometimes eating with others.
That's right. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classrooms. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime.I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.